What's up, world? It's Spotty Wi-Fi, the king of the crypto punks, and you are now tuned in to Fired Up on the Blockchain with my guy, Travi.
And I'm like, Travi, come on now. Like, you got this under control.
Yo, it's your boy, Nessie the Rilla, from the east to the west. You already know who does it best. We Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. Let's go.
What's up? It's your Web3 bestie, Liz Morrison, and I'm Toy Encendida en la cadena de bloques con Travi.
Yo, what's up? It's G-Love, and I'm Fired Up with Travi.
What up, y'all? This is Sammy Ariaga. I'm Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi.
I'm Ray Usla, and I'm Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi.
Hi, I'm Leah from Power of Women, and I'm Fired Up with Travi.
This is OSF, and I'm Getting Wrecked with Travi.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and degens, for the thousands in attendance and the millions listening in podcast land, my name is Travi, and we are Fired Up on the Blockchain.
Hey, Travi, let's effing go.
Woo! Welcome back to Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. This is Travi, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm smiling right now. This is our post-NFT NYC edition of this pod. In recent episodes, I've been really gearing up for NFT NYC. There's been a lot of things that went into the planning, getting ready for the real-life events, and of course, my talk on stage all about what it's like to be a trusted individual in the NFT space. I think we need more trusted individuals, but I would normally do a post IRL event episode talking about all the things that happened at that event, from the parties to all the great people in the space. And I do want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to start off today by saying this: at this year's NFT NYC 2023, art won. That's right, the artists and the musicians were very well represented from the Community Artist Gallery right there at NFT NYC to being displayed in Times Square. Yes, the artists, the NFT artists displayed in Times Square, to the musicians who performed during NFT NYC at the convention, but also at various locations throughout Manhattan. And that's why today, instead of doing a full recap, I'll talk a little bit, but today is all about the man, Nessie the Rilla. Nessie the Rilla is an NFT music artist, or a Web3 musician, or a Web3 artist, whatever terminology you're going to want to use. But you know, on this podcast, I've talked a lot about different people who are doing great things with art and music in the space. And Nessie has been bringing the absolute energy to the stage. So I got to finally see him perform live at a show where Spotty Wi-Fi was performing, and Styles P from The Lox was performing, and Baron Davis, former NBA player, all-star, who's got his metaverse character, Bart Oatmeal, spends really the whole day with Spotty and Spotty Wifey, and really just getting to know them as not just people, but really getting, you know, getting inside the minds of really what makes an artist as successful as somebody like Spotty is able to be. Because, you know, going from, so like literally spending the entire day at the events that he was performing, to sound checks, to checking in at NFT, you know, meetups and things like that, to eventually when I went off and did something else way later in the night, and I think he went into the studio and was doing more. It's just really inspiring to see how many people are continuing to push on despite whatever market conditions we talk about. And not only that, too, like being in real life and meeting some of the great people, and actually getting back in touch with so many friends that I haven't seen since maybe like the last NFT, convention or whatever you want to call it. It makes you think about Twitter drama and Discord drama and how stupid so much of that is, because when you're back in person, you could easily have a conversation with somebody and either agree to disagree or kind of see it from different angles, or like just really just be open, a little bit more open. And when that stuff is all in kind of text and you're, you know, FOMOing into different projects and there's money involved and stuff like that, it could be a little bit of a crazy space. But I do want to shout out some people who I did get a chance to really, you know, spend a good amount of quality time with. You know, of course, big shout out to Spotty. Really had me as his guest at the Gramercy show, the one I was just talking about that I got to see Nessie perform at. That was incredible. Got to really meet one of my favorite hip hop DJs as well, Static Selecta. I don't know if a lot of you out there are into hip hop as much as I am, but he's a legend in the space. And not just Web3 space, just like the space of life. You know, in addition to that, too, of course, my NFT 365 crew, Fanzo and Jordash and Gregarious and Drew, the founder of Meta Athletes, and of course, Delphi Cat, her crypto as well from the Bulls and Apes project. Really kind of developed a good, like, tight knit community bond here where, you know, we're all really able to pick each other's brains and ask each other questions and like, hey, does this look right? Am I silly for asking this question? So it's good to have people you trust in the space. And that brings me over, of course, to the conference where I spoke on a panel, got to actually lead that panel. Thank you to all the podcast listeners for making me feel a little bit, confident about leading that panel, but it was cool. We talked a lot about education and how important it is to educate people in the right ways and meet them where they're at. And to me, especially why it's important to find people that you trust in Web3. There's a lot of people out there, but you're not sure if they're trying to make you exit liquidity or not. I can tell you this. I don't sell many things. I'm bullish on use cases and the tech stuff and all that. Of course, music and art. So I don't, you know, other than the Journey NFT, which was, you know, really just we're trying to put together funds and support artists. There's not a whole lot of other things I was really kind of pushing in terms of sales and stuff like that. Anything that I talk about are usually just things I believe a lot in, you know, regardless of the price that, you know, I probably should have sold a lot more things. But here we are. And I just think that, you know, it really makes me somebody who, you know, I would want to be if I needed someone to trust. You know, in other words, I want to be for you and for the listeners what I think I would need if I was in a similar situation. So, you know, and also big shout out as well to some of the journey holders and great people I got to really spend some time with, from Meta David, the host of the Dead NFT Artist Society podcast. Good buddy DV Dan had a chance to really spend some quality time, talk a lot about artists. Of course, Nikki Sparks, who I worked with on councils and all the things that she's doing along with the Fame Lady Squad. You got to see Nikki a little bit out there. Jay Thorne, who's been on this podcast as well a couple times. All about music NFTs, and we got to meet up with some really great friends in this space, Inceptionally and Lockie. Went down over to the Soho House and got to really spend some good quality time as the guests there. So listen, so many good times, so many good people. I'll probably talk more about it on the next episode, but try to get yourself out to an event. And if not, try to listen in on some Twitter spaces. We're going to talk a lot about that, Nessie and I, today, on how Twitter spaces really could give a platform for people who, you know, not just have something to sell, but just a place to find themselves, a place to really find their community, their tribe, a place to fit in. And there's all different kinds. You know, some are the, you know, the degen type spaces where we're all yelling, let's go, and everyone's trying to make some money. But, you know, those aren't really the ones I check in on. I usually just kind of chat with people and talk about music and, you know, just keep the fam vibe going pretty strong. So I'm really, really excited today for you guys to get to know Nessie the Rilla. Nessie has been featured all on different music platforms, streaming platforms, most recently well known for his collaboration with another previous podcast guest, my buddy Sammy Ariaga, on the Meta Girl remix. And somebody listening will actually be able to win one of their own if they don't already have one. So I'll keep listening for that. Really excited for today with Nessie the Rilla. Let's get into it. Back here at Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. And it might be called Fired Up, but the one right now in the NFT space who's really bringing a fire is Nessie the Rilla. And if anyone's seen Nessie perform live, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We're coming off the heels of NFT, NYC, And I have to tell you this, from being a speaker at the conference to going to all of the side events I can get to many nights, well, early mornings, getting home and really contemplating what the NFT space is really starting to look like. I have to say this year, the artists won. The artists being the fine artists and more specifically, the musicians. So I'm extremely happy and honored and proud. We're going to turn up right now with Nessie the Rilla. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Yo, I'm great, man. Thank you for the opportunity, honestly. How you doing?
Doing great. I got to see you live at the Gramercy Theater. I wanted to head up to the Bronx to go to the Pigeons of New York. But, you know, as you know, I had to go back and get on daddy duty and all that stuff because being away from the fam for that many days is, you know, doesn't sit well with everybody. But it was worth every second because, you know, the performance that you put on at NFT NYC was something that I think really a lot of people who maybe had gone because Styles P from the Locks was performing, or maybe they were already a fan or a holder of Spotty Wi-Fi. And of course, Baron Davis and his alter ego Bart Oatmeal was up on stage as well. And to have you kind of come on up and really set the tone, and you're really setting the mood, and you're getting everybody, they're jumping. Everybody knows the words to your songs. I mean, you and I have mutual friends in the space. They're calling me like, hey, you have a Nessie, ask him to come perform at my show and all that stuff. So I just feel like it's become really infectious. And if anyone hasn't gotten to know you yet, this needs to be on your punch card, on your bingo card of every NFT event you get to see Nessie live. So listen, it was a pleasure to see you live. Let's talk about that. How was your experience? I know I got to see some of your tweets, got to see some of the love that you showed back to the community. How was your personal experience at NFT NYC as an artist, as a performer, really coming to your own?
Man, as an artist, it was phenomenal. Like, it was the best trip I possibly have ever had or could ever ask for, you know? As a person, it was life-changing. Like, I've never been in New York, and it was one of those things where it's a big city. You know, I'm from Detroit. I get cities, but New York is a whole different thing. And I was kind of intimidated. I was like, all right, I don't really want to go out there until I get booked to go out there, you know? And lo and behold, thanks to Web3 and the power of this family, like, I was able to go out there, performed every single day, met a lot of DJs, including yourself. And it was just a great vibe. You know, I just felt so much love, and it was the rejuvenation that I needed for sure.
That's a good word because, you know, my slogan I talk a lot about, it's become a bit of a slogan, is to bring one love to Web3. And I know that going to live events, if people are listeners to this podcast, maybe they've been to a couple since I started kind of like, hemming and hawing about it. But I think that that's what changed my whole outlook on NFTs is really the utility and the access, because, you know, anybody that's in that NFT world and they're on Twitter and they read negativity or drama, or especially in Discord, speaking of negativity and drama, there's nothing like really just meeting people really face to face. And a lot of them you might know as, you know, at so-and-so, at DJs, at whatever. And when you meet them, it really just helps to put things in perspective. So I think this trip specifically, I think there was a lot of love. I had been to last year's NFT NYC, and there were a lot more people overall. There were a lot more people attending the actual conference, and there were a lot more brands putting on events. And one of the things that I specifically love, and this is, I want to bring it back to your live performances, is that if we were back in a market where it still had all this oversaturation, I don't think there'd be like as much of, not that there wasn't love then, but I don't think that there'd be as much time, you know, to really stop, shake those hands, give those hugs, you know, really just, you know what, I'm not going to go to so-and-so's, you know, open bar full of 1,000 sweaty dudes. I'm going to go to this music event and I'm going to go say what's up. And I loved it because I got to go, you know, I was blessed to be Spotty's guest for your event, and went from the 90cc thing that G Money was throwing, Static Selecta, one of my favorite hip hop DJs of all time, and then from there went over to your guys' sound check, and I was just like, wow, this is intense, this is amazing. And then when all the people showed up and the outpouring of love and everyone's singing your songs, like, I know that this is your first time in New York, but it's your first time in New York and they know you and they're singing your words. So what, like, let's zero in on that. Like, what was that like for you?
Honestly, it was just like, I had to take a second, you know, I had to step away from everybody. And literally I just cried because for the first time in my life, I actually felt like the person and the star, whatever you want to say, that I always knew I was going to be, you know, like I come from nothing, you know, performing in front of nobody, you know, sometimes just other rappers, not really having a chance to build a fan base, having to pay to perform, being homeless, you know, all these obstacles that I've gone through in order to get this dream into a reality. And, you know, like it's just, oh man, it leaves you speechless because it's like you grind for something so long and you have the faith that it's going to happen. But so many times that faith is just beat down by like obstacles and no's and, you know, just life in general. So to be able to go to New York and to just have people actually want to hear me, want to see me perform and actually know the words when I'm performing, like, that's the biggest thing I can ask for. As an artist, we all just want to be heard, if not understood. So the fact that I can have people love something I created and then they want to pass that on to other people, like, yo, check this out. Like, that's the best gift in the world. So I was really honored and humbled to be able to share that, you know what I'm saying, with the people. Just like they shared it with me, like, oh, this is my first time meeting you. Like, I've wanted to meet you, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's like, yo, I'm meeting you. Like, you're somebody that believes in me and actually cares about what I'm saying. So the honor is mine, you know? So it was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I think I gravitate very much to people like yourself, musicians, especially, you know, things aren't easy for everybody out there. I mean, you know, I talk a lot to people. I talk a lot about spreading love and those things. But a lot of that is because things weren't easy for myself growing up. You and I kind of have different demographics. We've got different places that we've lived, but we've gone through mm-hmm. things. And I think that on a personal level, you know, I was reflecting a little bit like, you know, why didn't I decide to go to the Killer Bears party when all my friends were going there? Because I went to a music event. You know, why didn't I go to this other one? Well, because I was at this music event. And there's something in, and I was talking a lot too, and I know, you know, a lot of the same musicians and stuff, but I had a deep conversation too with Josh Savage when he was asking about why do I support music NFTs as much as I do? And I just think like, there's something about music that pulls out feelings that you already have inside. You don't even sometimes realize why that you have them. Maybe it's mm-hmm. because you're something happened that you're sad about, mad, angry about. Well, I'm pretty good about putting on songs and realizing if I get angry about something, but even happy, like there's a lot out there. And I think that what you're doing and your entire cohort of these amazing, talented musicians and what you're bringing to the Web3 space is allowing somebody to own a piece of your personal history, your journey, your history, and prove that on a blockchain. So, you know, it might've made you speechless to be on stage or when you came off stage, but one place you haven't been speechless. A lot of people saw recently your collab with Sammy on the Meta Girl remix, which yeah. I personally minted numerous for myself because, you know, I'm going to, I haven't told you this yet, but we're going to gift one to one of our listeners after we, you know, put this up live and all stuff right. like that. So, just to really spread that love. So let's talk a little bit too about what led to that. You know, you have your music on the blockchain. You've got your most recent one that is called Open Minds. You've got the Real Gang Music Pass. You've got As Told by Nessie collection. So let's get into a little bit about your Web3 journey. And then I might even kind of puts you on a spot and ask you some of your favorite music that, you know, that you play when you're not performing. So yeah, tell us about how did your Web3 music journey really begin?
So I got into Web3 about a year ago, February 2022. The scene was basically, I was down in Houston. I had just moved there recently due to, I had twins and basically we had a loss on her side of the family. So we had to move down to Houston and I was just at a point where I felt alone. You know, I was in a new city. My friends were back in Detroit. You know, I didn't really have anybody to talk to And it was just, you know, me and my twins every day. So having that happen, it kind of just put my mental in a very bad position, like to the point where I just needed to talk to somebody. So a friend of a friend told me to tap into Twitter Spaces, and I wasn't really familiar with it yet. I heard about Clubhouse and I tried that, and it wasn't really my cup of tea. So I was kind of reluctant at first. And then he also told me about NFTs and how this new technology was literally just changing the game. You know what I'm saying? And especially for music, to the point of where, like, it was just easier to just be heard. Cause at the end of the day, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be heard. I didn't know about anything yet. I just wanted to be heard. So hopping into Spaces, I sat in there for about like 2-3 weeks, just listening. And I really liked the vibes. You know, some of them were kind of iffy, like everywhere, you know, but there were some really good ones that just spoke to me. You know, they were talking about manifestation and talking about your mindset and, you know, just your work ethic. So it really helped me feel better. And I was like, yo, I like this, you know. So it came to a point where I got on stage in a space and they asked me, yo, what do you do? And I said, you know, I'm a twin dad. I create music. And they're like, oh, all right, well, play something. I'm like, okay, because, you know, I'm introverted at the time. I'm not used to people wanting to hear something on the spot, you know, so I'm just like, all right, sure. So I played something, and then they were like, yo, play something else. Play something else. Yo, play something else. Play something else. And just kept going until it passed, like maybe an hour passed, and I was just in there playing music. And they were just like, yo, like, where have you been? Like, I'm like, yo, I mean, I just found out, you know, I just found out about you guys. So I'm here to learn, though, you know, and ever since then, I've been in the space learning, growing. I didn't really have liquidity in the beginning. So I started off making theme songs and I connected with communities, hopped in their Discords, you know, created them nice vibes and anthems to be proud of. And by doing that, I kind of created my own little community. And, you know, that basically led up to where we are now. And yeah, man, I'm just growing every single day. Honestly, with Sammy, that was a huge blessing because I first met Sammy in Ape Spaces. Shout out to Apes Together Strong. Him and Violetta were in there performing. And I was like, whoa, like this is a room of like maybe 500, 600 people. And they're just doing it effortlessly. You know, I was like, I gotta learn more. I gotta tap in with them. So I started going to the conferences and I tried to meet in person. Just like you said, like meeting in person is really the full circle moment, you know, because we talk to each other all day, every day sometimes, you know, it's like when you finally meet these people and get to put a face to the PFP and, you know, just get to make actual memories just outside of Web3. It really is. It's a beautiful thing. So I first met Sammy down at, I believe that was Palm Beach for an NFT conference. And, you know, he was just super humble. He's super genuine, super nice. You know, he just welcomed me in with open arms, him and Violetta. And I was just like, yo, man, let's work on something. You know, let's do something. He's like, yeah, let's do it. So I believe it was the end of December. It's where he sent me an email. And it was the instrumental to Metagirl. So I'm like, yo, like, I think you might have sent me the wrong email. You know, this is Metagirl. This is your biggest hit, bro. Like, you already did this. He's like, oh, no, I know. I want to do a remix. And I'm like, what? It's like, out of everybody he could have picked, you know, like, he chose me. And being that new in the space at the time, I was kind of just, I didn't think I was worthy of it. You know, but lo and behold, got in the studio, put it together down in Houston. And, you know, it was just it's the rest is history. You know, he really gave me that chance and that opportunity. So I had to bring everything to the front, you know, bring my best. And I feel like the community and the Web3 family definitely enjoy it. I get flowers for it still all the time, you know, being able to even be a part of that moment, you know, where 5 days we're just in spaces all day, just talking to the community and just bonding with them. And to be able to be on the Billboard charts, top 10 for music NFTs, like Like, it was just such a fulfilling moment, seriously, because this space gave me an open mind. You know, it caused me to realize, like, I've kind of been programmed by the labels to do this, that, and the other, and there was no other way. But there is another way, just by being yourself and learning and growing with people. You know what I'm saying? The possibilities are truly endless. So it's an honor, man. And I just want to keep spreading that love, light, and positivity.
I love that. And there's so many things you just said that I really want to respond to. I'm going to take it one step at a time. First of all, yeah, shout out Ape Spaces. I want to first say, when Sammy was on the podcast, he also credited Twitter Spaces for giving him a little bit more of a platform to get out there and share his music. So that was something that I think people who are listening to this and maybe are into podcast land, understand Spotify, they know what Twitter is. Check out Twitter Spaces. You might have heard of it. You might have heard people talking about it. A lot of my podcast recordings are from Twitter Spaces, as many listeners know. But I don't know that everyone understands how it could be a platform for something that you have to share. And I think that's really incredible that it was for you as well. And also, you know, I got to see a live Ape Spaces actually at your show at the Gramercy. And I know, you know, we both have a mutual friend in the space, you know, big up Moon Pie, because she's, you know, always she's a great person. I actually met her for the first time in person at your show. So it was cool that we had a chance to meet that way. But, you know, I think that putting yourself out there on Twitter Spaces is probably one of the most awkward things you can do, because with my background, you don't know this yes. about me. I worked with kids with special needs for a couple decades and stuff, and did community outreach and work with kids since I was like 13 in some capacity. So I'm used to just being up in front and doing things and just being a voice and a face or whatever. But when you're looking at a bunch of cartoon faces to people, you have no idea who's behind them, where they live, how they're going to judge you, if they're going to flood you, any of that stuff. And you just kind of just like, I'm going for it. So much love to you for doing that, because I think, you know, as somebody myself who's a not just on Spaces, but a big collector and supporter and ally of music, NFT music, NFT artists. I love to hear that that's actually how you kind of found your platform too. So, you know, and I want to get into your collections in a second. One other thing I do want to say too, speaking of Sammy as well, I got to see him and V and Josh and Ray and Emma at their little, they had a little show. It had like 50 people and you know, this kind of whole, it was stage three. Like, it was like hard to find in this like old school place downtown. And it was just like, it was super intimate, and just, you know, other people next to me are also performers, musicians in the space. And everyone just kind of like, as soon as we left, like, can you believe we just saw that? Like, in 5 years, we're going to say that we got to see these people together. And, you know, who knows? Yep. Because the NFT space is so new, and you might be newer in the space, but I think your career is really only just getting started in Web3. If people are listening to this and are thinking about putting on an NFT event or thinking about putting on just some kind of meetup, and you don't even, you know, you've got to consider Nessie the Rilla for live events. You've got to consider Nessie the Rilla if you're going to have a Web3 or NFT music playlist. I mean, first of all, I think everybody left your show singing the Bull song, first of all, because I mean, look, we see what happened with Pepe, you know, today anyway. But all right, let's go to some of your collections, man. So how did your talk to me about your first collection. Was As Told by Nessie your the very first?
So my very first collection that I dropped was As Told by Nessie. Technically, the first collection that I did drop was a song called Beat Me Up, which was a NFT theme song for abducting MFers. But the first collection I actually dropped of just authentic songs was As Told by Nessie. And basically what it was is it's a collection of songs ranging from 10 to 25, 30 editions each. And basically they were just singles that I had that I knew I wanted to share. I just didn't know how. So I just wanted to see, like, all right, who would want, you know what I'm saying? It kind of was a test group in a sense. You know, I wanted to see who wanted what, you know, and who actually gravitated to what. So that way I would have a better hold on my community and what I was building, curating. So with those, to be honest, I gave a lot of those out. Like in the beginning of my Web3 career, I gave out a lot of my music NFTs because I wanted to show people like, hey, this is like my everything. You know, this is my pride and joy, and I'm willing to share it with you in order to, you know, let you know about me and who I am in hopes that you'll hold on to it and watch my journey as I go along, you know. And lo and behold, it worked out. I believe the biggest sale we've had on it, somebody bought a song for 0.06, and the most I've ever listed them for was between 0.01 to 0.02. So that was really fulfilling for me to see that, like, wow, like just off of one song, like somebody is, you know, like making profits off of my music and supporting it. So it's a beautiful feeling.
And you do give back too. I mean, you've got people who have, you know, the Rilla Gang Music Pass, and that actually is kind of like a pass, like a utility token in a way that gives access and discounts and things. Can you talk about that? I think something, you know, that I talk a lot about is showing as a collector, right? Showing that you believe in somebody and being a part of like their music pass or even like a Genesis token. But what the blockchain does that, you know, I know you know this, but I think it's kind of really cool is that it shows the artist who the holders are and allows the artist to be able to find a way to show love and give back in different ways. What can the listeners, you know, access if they did have one of the Rilla Gang music passes?
Well, this is my Genesis like pass. This is the one that will give you everything. I'm saying like no matter where I go, these 100 holders will be getting the shaboodle. They'll be getting everything. So first off, just to start off, you get an instantaneous music NFT airdrop as well as a monthly music NFT airdrop from my collection As Told by Nessie that you will be receiving every month. As well as that, you receive 25% rebate on my one of one collection, which means that I have one song that I'm dropping, you know, every month I'll be dropping one song. And with that, it'll be a one of one. So it means it'll only be one edition of it. So if I list it for one ETH and you're a Rilla Gang Music Pass holder, then you'll get it for 0.75, you know. On top of that, I also will be doing giveaways of project partners. There's been a lot of communities that supported me in this space so much, you know, and I want to be able to give back to their community holders as well that are my Rilla Gang Music Pass holders. So I will be doing that. As well as I'll be holding an IRL event at the end of the year. It'll be a studio session. We'll get to link up with all the DJs. It'll be a total vibe. We're going to create something, you know, and it's just going to be really, really beautiful just to have that intimate moment, you know, with everybody that's, like you said, supported me and truly believes in me, you know. And on top of that, you also do get a free mint and priority list of every single future project that I've dropped. So for my upcoming project, Open Minds, you automatically have a free mint if you hold a Rilla Gang Music Pass, and you get the priority minting list. So there will be three lists. That will be the Rilla Gang list, the Open Minds list, and then public. So by holding the Music Pass, you automatically get first dibs and a free mint. So it's a lot of value, you know, for only 0.1. It's a lot of value. But like I said, I really want to see who is down for the ride, who's really here to support me, who truly believes in me, and who can I have beside me? You know, I never want people to feel like you guys are behind me and I'm just leading the charge. Like, no, I want you guys beside me so we can do it together, you know? So
you have us, man. You have us beside you. I think that's a whole lot of, you know, we throw the term utility around. You don't, I mean, as a musician in this space, the music, hey, listeners, the music is the utility. I mean, let's go back and think about how much money we spent on CDs. Remember CDs, everybody? We'd go to the mall on a Friday, walk around in circles, and maybe get something from the food court, and maybe with our allowance money or cut some lawns or whatever, we bought a CD for like $20, $25. And how much of that went back to the actual artist? A very small percentage of that went to the artist. And obviously streaming platforms have changed the way that we listen to music, but it's not really any better for the artist. And one thing that I tweet a lot about, and let the listeners know and holders of the Journey NFT, which is the brand that I put out, you guys know hashtag supporting artists is something that we live by. I just took a look. I see you're minting on Manifold, which is awesome. That means you have your own contract. So I'm going to take a peek in there. We're going to pick one of those Really Gang Music passes up. And I like that you do the airdrops as well, because that's a lot less having to remember to get up, log in, do all these things. And when you're busy, you got a couple little babies at home like I do, there's nothing says love like some free music dropped to your wallet. So we're definitely going to be supporting you as well on that. So, you know, and Open Minds, you said Open Minds is coming out. I did read a little bit about it. I went on your website, obviously, and I went on your, you know, looked at your pinned tweet. And there's something about the number 10 that, or the numbers 1 and 0. I don't know if you like the Matrix a lot, or a lot of ones and zeros. You have.
Well, my twins are actually born on November 10th. That's why the number of the collection is actually 1,110. But since 100 of them are reserved for the Rilla Game Music Pass holders and 10 of them are going to be reserved for the team, that leaves 1,000 available for me.
I love the symbolism in the numbers. I'm a big number symbols guy myself. That's perfect. You've got 10 tracks on there, which is cool. Which that in itself is cool, because that's an entire album. Like, let's be honest, that's not even just like an EP. And you've got 3D art. Talk to me about that too. I want to hear kind of like about the music, but also about why you chose the art to stand out in the way that you chose.
Oh man. Well, shout out to Dino Belli. First off, that man is a legend. He is a wonderful artist, a one-on-one artist, as well as a musician. He doesn't really share that with a lot of people, but he's a phenomenal musician. And the reason why I picked Dino with this to match the art with the music is because he brings stuff to life for me. Like, when I first saw his work, it was for the Snuggle Buddies collection, his collection. And just the details and the little things here and there. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I felt it. Like, a lot of times when we make music, we want people to feel us. We don't want people to just hear it. Like, we want them to feel us. So when I see Dino's work, I feel. You know what I'm saying? It kind of takes me back. Like, so it was no brainer. I had to tap in with him, and he was like, yo, I'm honored. You know, I'd love to do it. Let's work. So yeah, we put together something. And basically the image is going to be my Rilla that I've been using for a couple of years. And basically, what I wanted to do is, since Web3 has given me such an open mind, you know, I wanted to put that to a visual as well, you know? Basically, like, I just wanted to create something that would visualize how I'm feeling, you know? Like I said, Web3 gave me an open mind. So literally, it's a visual of my Rilla with the mind open. And out of that will come traits, you know? We'll have a lot of different traits, from music notes, baby toys representing my twins. It'll be a lot of symbolism in there. I don't want to give too much away, but definitely, like, I just had to connect with Dino because, like I said, his art just makes me feel, you know, and I want people to be proud of not just the music, but be proud of the art. Because, you know, there's a lot of times where, like, you'll have fire music, but then the art, like, isn't necessarily matching. Like, I wanted people to be proud of this, put it as their PFPs, use the IP to create something with their businesses, you know, like, it's much bigger than music. So
yeah, I love that thought process too. You're giving a lot in there. It's not just the music. It would be very simple. You can just have your name on a token, you know, but in this case there is something more to it. I absolutely love that. And you know, if people out there see some of this art, or we'll obviously have these in the show notes for you, take a look at, you know, not that it's a preview, but you can kind of see a little bit about it on the website. So let's talk a little bit too about the actual music. So there's 10 tracks on this. You know, the art itself is cool. It's important. I know you were going the 3D route on that, which is going to be visually, you know, stunning. And I think that's actually going to call a lot of people's attention to actually hit play, which is really kind of like the goal here, right? So tell me a little bit about, like, what went into the music. You don't have to kind of, you know, reveal your whole process, but maybe some of what we could expect to hear, what some of the inspiration is behind the 10 tracks.
No, of course. With this project, I really want people to understand that I am not just a one-lane artist. I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist, you know? I see music as a highway. I say this all the time. I see music as a highway, and I just tend to swerve through the lanes and do what I feel. And that's exactly what people are going to get from this album. You're going to hear a whole bunch of different genres that you didn't think you would hear Nessy create. Like, you're going to hear acoustic songs from me. You're going to hear dancehall. You're going to hear a little bit of rock. You're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear a lot. So it's just, the whole point is just to keep an open mind. You know what I'm saying? Keep an open mind. Be open to different genres, different instruments, different tempos, different feelings. You're definitely going to go through your feels. Like, you know, I don't want this to just be all hype. And, you know, I want you guys to feel something from this. So you're going to get a lot of personal things that have happened in my life that I haven't really spoken on ever, really. But at the same time, I really want this work of art, this piece of art, to be the one where I just let it all out. You know, like, there's no holding back, no filters, just 100% raw in the mind of Nessy. So
being vulnerable, I think, is what so many of us appreciate about the artist. And also, you know, if somebody out there is kind of, you know, understands, you know, music and they have their favorites and stuff, think about your favorite songs. Think about the reasons why you love those favorite songs. They're usually tied to some kind of memory or emotion or a feeling. And that, you know, sometimes in certain walks of life, the songs are written for that artist. They just have maybe a nice voice or have a really great way of performing it. But, you know, when you're putting it together and you're, you know, putting the words down on paper and they're also coming out of your mouth, and there's a lot that goes into that, and you're allowing people to really kind of own your tokens, to be, you know, to share in your experience, I think is like that much more personal, you know, for everybody. So I said this at the beginning, music allows us to be vulnerable. It allows us to be vulnerable. And sometimes, look, like, having that excitement and the energy that you have when we're supposed to be like sitting back and being cool, 'cause I'm at a hip hop concert, like that allows me to get a little bit more amp, like, cool. Like, you know, Nessie's giving me permission to be me, you know, to, you know, whatever. And then if you do have something acoustic, like, maybe there is something that I also have that I want to think about, you know. So it's great, because again, you know, it's like squeezing like different fruit. You don't know what's going to come out. You don't know what the music is going to be able to pull out of somebody. But, you know, with all the different types of songs and different types of, you mentioned acoustic, you mentioned, you know, dancehall. I'm a huge, you know, reggae dancehall fan. You must have grown up with a lot of different musical inspirations, maybe in the house. Like, what were some of the things that you liked growing up? I definitely want to know what you're listening to now, because I bet you I probably haven't heard of most of them. But that's only because I'm stuck in like my 90s hip hop era. But I'm curious what you grew up on and what really inspires you to be you now.
So, crazy enough, well, not crazy really, but I grew up in church. I'm a church kid. So my dad was singing the choir. Grandpa sang in the choir. Great grandpa was a preacher and sang in the choir. You know, so music was always around me, whether I was in church and it was a choir rehearsal or the band was rehearsing. Whether it was at home, my parents would always play like the Winans, Yolanda Adams, Take Six, you know, just BBCC Winans, all of them. And even when I left the house, you know, like if I was out and about or if I was outside in the yard, I'm from Detroit, you know, the Motor City. So it's just auto shops up and down every street. And we lived about three doors down from the corner of Grand River and what was that, 7 Mile. So basically all we heard is just music. You know, I heard Tupac a lot. I heard Dr. Dre. I heard a lot of West Coast, to be honest. I heard a little bit of Dilla, but mostly a lot of West Coast. So literally everywhere I turned, it was just music. So it was kind of inevitable for me to be an artist, even though technically nobody else in my family is a musician or an artist like that. I'm really the only one that does it. But, yeah, that's pretty much how it all got started. I was just surrounded by it, so I didn't have a choice.
Some of the best singers started off in the church. I love the stories too. Like, even like, you hear so many people who grow up and become these, you know, Grammy award winning artists, and It's like, well, I would just like to thank my grandma for forcing me to go to church when I wanted to lay in bed on a Sunday or whatever it was. So that's really cool. That's true. That's because that's real. Like that's a real connection into your family. And I love that. So I do have to ask you what you're listening to now. So you can school old people like me and tell me what I should be listening to. What should I pull up?
To be honest, I'm really only listening to Web3 artists. I'm not even going to lie to you.
That's a perfect answer too. Cause dude, I think like 80% of what I listen to are Web3 artists.
Yeah. Like on the radio and all that. It's just, it's kind of the same, you know, like don't get me wrong. I do have my go-tos. Like I like PZ and Skilla Baby and you know, I got to rep the city, but it's just something about us Web3 artists. Like we're bringing new flavors from all over. So like I could turn on Love Louie. He has a song called ASAP that's super fire. Shout out to Love Louie, Kid Love. I could also put on, of course, Violetta, you know, Sammy, Ray, Josh, Emma, The Goonies, Cristiano Covino, man, Jaden Violet, you know, like it's so many of us. Like
I saw you recently, you put out a tweet too. Somebody else I love in this space as a hip hop artist, and that's Stocks. I know that you're a fan of Stocks as well.
Big Stocks, Well Talk all day, for sure, for sure. But yeah, you know, it's so many of us in this space. It's like, why even listen to the radio anymore? You know, like I feel like I'm at a point now where I don't even want to look for music. Like I'd rather just come to me and then boom. And that's what's happened with all these great Web3 artists. I didn't go looking for them. They just came to me. So that's where I'm at now. You know, they can keep the radio. I'm all about Web3.
I love that. If my wife's listening to this, she's like, man, you really are you friends with this guy? Did you tell him to say that? Cause I even remember when I first discovered even some Web3 music, and I remember in the car, I was like, listen to this song. And she's like, oh my God, is he rapping about crypto? That's so crazy. I can't believe anybody else is even talking about it besides you. And I was like, no, listen to this other one. And it was the song by Dill, which was called Ethereum. And I was like, listen, Dill's rapping about his ledger in this song. Like, I mean, come on. Like, this is going to be a thing. That was like, I don't know. That was like 2 years ago. So, I mean, look, yeah. I think our listeners out there have been exposed to a lot of great Web3 musicians through this podcast. I think there's a lot of more Web3 musicians still that I'm discovering. And I really, and I said this in my New Year's episodes, I've said this on other podcasts I was interviewed on. I think 2023, I think music is going to win 2023. I think it's going to be the main thing. I said there's three things I'm looking forward to the most in 2023 to see what develops. I said, A, I'm most confident on music as an NFT. Just in general, I love what I'm seeing. I love where it's going. I was introduced to it first, like by Cooper, you know, Cooper Troopa. He's like, I was introduced to it by him. And it didn't even dawn on me that it was a thing. I looked into it. I fell in love with it. I also said, I think that Web2 companies, like we've seen a lot happen with Starbucks, are going to wind up using things like Polygon. That seems to be coming true for some of their tokens. And something else I said, I think, you know, I'm curious about your take on this, is like NFT ticketing. I know that different companies are trying with it, they're toying with it. Even for NFT NYC, they tried doing something with like a digital twin version of your ticket that you can kind of like maybe keep as an NFT. Not sure really. I think that's kind of how it worked out. But I think that's the future in terms of, you know, concerts and maybe sporting events, but definitely concerts. And with you and the musicians, one of the things that I discovered about the quote unquote, the word utility is, you know, a lot of times by holding a musician's NFT, I'm able to go, they'll give me access to their shows. But I think what's cool though, is even if I didn't and I wanted to purchase a ticket and that ticket was still a collectible, what are your thoughts on having a collectible version of a ticket to a show? Even if it's just something that sticks in your wallet that, you know, you don't even resell.
No, that would be beautiful. Honestly, sounds like basically a POAP. There's a lot of artists now, they have POAPs to where if you come to a certain space or if you come to a certain show, they have a digital collectible to where you can put it in your wallet. And it's basically like you saying like, yo, I was a part of this moment, you know? So Yeah, definitely very cool. Definitely looking to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, and after seeing NFT NYC, I saw it emerging. I do think that music won. I do think that music and art won this year's NFT NYC. Not that there was a competition, but let's be honest, like the musicians are hungry. So there is a competition. I mean, listen, I know.
We are starving.
Yeah, starving, right? I know we like to say wag me and everything, but we includes me and also includes you and all that. So it's nice to see everybody doing well. I'm going to do my part to try to continue to make sure you're doing well and people out there understand and hear what music NFT is all about. So we talked about a lot. I mean, there's so many other things I feel like I can talk to you. If we were in person, I know I could, I probably talk to you all day.
Oh yeah. We'd be sitting here for hours for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I do have to say, so you're from Phoenix, you know, the Suns are in the playoffs. They're looking, I know you went to your first NBA game. So congrats, or NBA game ever, was it?
First playoffs game.
Playoffs game. Okay. So yeah. you've recently acquired Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was on the Nets, not that long ago. It's funny because I didn't love the Brooklyn Nets as much as I was already a New Jersey Nets fan. See, back in the olden days, New Jersey had a basketball team. And for two years, we were actually pretty good. Jason Kidd, Kenny Martin, Richard Jefferson, a few other people. Yeah. But over time, you know, they got taken over to Brooklyn. And, in the last couple of years, it looked like the Nets were maybe going to do something and then, of course, fell apart. What do you think your chances are of your hometown team, the Phoenix Suns, and my former friend, I'm just kidding, Kevin Durant, going far in the playoffs this year?
Well, first of all, I got to say my hometown is Detroit. So I always got to pick the Pistons over everybody.
Okay.
But being out here in Phoenix, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did like that team and I like how they work together. I feel like DB, he still got a little bit of work. I don't know what it is. Just sometimes he shoots too much, but besides that, I feel like they got a good chance. It is the first year with KD. So, you know, he's been there before, but he hasn't been there with them, and they've been there before, but they haven't been there with him. So I feel like they do have a better chance of taking it all the way. Will they take it all the way? I don't know. But I definitely could see them going at least to the conference finals.
Yeah.
I see that.
DB, pass the ball, put the wag me in basketball. All right. It's we.
Seriously.
We is greater than me in basketball for sure. All right. So we've had Nessie the Rilla. It's been an absolute pleasure. I want to, you know, you not only drop your socials, man, but I think even more importantly, tell the people where they can find you, maybe some things that you got cooking. You don't have to drop any alpha necessarily, but I do think that, you know, going out and seeing you, if there's a chance of seeing you perform, I think is a really valuable experience.
Of course. Well, first off, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for having me. You can follow me on all social medias at Nessie the Rilla, NessieTheRilla. I also have music on all streaming platforms under the same name, Nessie the Rilla, as well as on the blockchain. You can tap in with my pinned tweet as well as go to my link tree. But I do have a collection on OpenSea called As Told by Nessie. And yeah, you guys can check out all my music there. The next event I'm performing at will be May 4th and 5th for Pixel Fest. So Pixel Fest is actually thrown by Sammy. And the funny thing about it is Sammy's birthday is May 4th. My birthday is May 5th. So he reached out and he was like, hey, I'm throwing Pixel Fest. You should come through. And I'm like, dude, I would love to celebrate my birthday with you guys. Like, what do you mean? So we're going to go down there. We're going to have two recording sessions, one on the 4th, one on the 5th. And then on the 5th, we're going to have a concert for the holders, as well as I think we're having an outing for dinner and drinks. So I'm excited for that. Definitely. I've never been to Nashville. So super excited to get in the studio out there and get the vibes. And yeah, just super excited.
Well, you're going to have a lot of fun. Nashville is a fun town. And if you're there with Sammy and crew, I can't imagine how good of a time that's going to be. Before we go, you know, he said, I saw recently on his Twitter, the alpha, the real alpha is stop hating and start celebrating. Nessie Darilla, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes, definitely. Let's do it again. Thank you for having me.
Enjoy today's chat with Nessie the Rilla. Please make sure you get out there and see Nessie live so you can get those good vibes, get that good energy, and get that fire right into into your eyes and your ears. And who knows, maybe even your wallets if you're an NFT music supporter. Go check out Nessie and some of the collections, of course. That's right there in the show notes. Nessie doing his thing. And I hope that we really helped to illustrate a little bit of not just, you know, how you could support artists and musicians in the space, but understand that there's always a background. There's always a lot that goes into the story of every artist and every individual that's trying to really share that. And, you know, there are vulnerabilities there. But one thing that's cool too, as we talked about, is Nessie sees you. Nessie sees the holder. So I did want to also tell you this. He's actually got some one of one songs he occasionally puts out. There's currently one actually available. It's not going to be up for that much longer, but it gives you full ownership of the song and the video. You get a percentage of all the publishing rights. You get consultations. You own the art. I think the one that's currently up actually ends on Friday, April 21st. So if you're listening to this, like kind of right when I put it out, you still have a chance to go in there and swoop one of those up. If not, then of course you've got a ton of other things, As Told by Nessie collection, the Rilla Gang Music Pass, and there's a whole lot of good stuff out there. The Open Minds are coming out as well. So keep on supporting artists. Check me out. I am at Mr. Travis, though, on Twitter, at MRTRAVISTHO. And check out our show notes. We got some really great affiliate partners in there, links to some affiliates such as Unstoppable Domains. If you want to get your Web3 identity, you can get your .NFT.crypto.DAO.888. A whole ton of stuff to choose from in there. And you'll check out some of our partners. So spread that love around. I keep on doing that in this crazy, mixed up, kind of nerdy, kind of cool, brand new world of NFTs and Web3. And listen, don't let anybody box you in. Don't FOMO anybody else's gains. Don't worry who's flipping what. Do what's best for you. And what's best for everyone in this space is what I always try to do. And that's bring one love to Web3. I'll catch you next time. Peace. No telling.
what I might do. I get a little farther.